Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We would like to welcome on board Charlene Britt. Charlene is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a speech therapist and audiologist. Charlene, good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Mayhem.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the privilege of being able to share a very, very significant, important message, especially now for the holidays.
Indeed, Charlene. I'm looking forward to our chat regarding noise pollution at this point in time, or any other time for that matter. Increased noise pollution in December. We can extend on the conversation regarding noise pollution in general. So let's start at the top. What are we defining as noise pollution? What does it mean?
Well, noise pollution means listening to noise above the level of 85 decibels. And exposure to noise over 85 decibels can cause permanent deafness. And permanent deafness leads to lots of other problems. It's very important to know how hearing impacts on the brain. In fact, I can start off with a very interesting story with Daniel Kahneman, who won the Nobel Prize in 2002 in economics.
Right.
But he didn't win it for finance. He did it for explaining how the human brain thinks under load. Now, when there's too much sound, it takes away brain function and reduces cognitive function, because the brain has limited cognitive resources. And when one task consumes too much effort, something else quietly suffers. And he found out when researching about attention and decision-making that when people were asked to perform a simple task while they were listening to slightly distorted speech, no loud noise, there was nothing dramatic, just imperfect sound. And what happened was striking. Even when speech was mildly degraded, the brain diverted enormous energy just to decode it. People could hear the words, but their memory, reaction time, and reasoning performance dropped sharply. So this means that hearing impacts on the brain. Mm-hmm. And if the brain is impacted, God forbid, it leads to cognitive decline. That's why it is such an important message. It's not just about hearing, which means connecting with other people, being in touch with the world, etc., but it impacts on brain function.
Indeed. Charlene, okay, so that's from a scientific, technical perspective. Let's look at it from everyday life. This time of the year, for example, I'm just putting this out as one example of many. We've got brides, we've got celebrations, and we've got, shall we say, people racing early hours of the morning with their motorbikes. From your research, how does South Africa rank in terms of noise pollution and its impact on society? Well, what details are we looking at there?
I don't know how South Africa ranks, but it's a general international thing. If I can tell you what average sound levels are and what how long it takes to cause noise damage, so probably at an average braai, we're talking about levels above the 80 decibels. 85 decibels exposure is very significant and can impact on hearing and cause permanent hearing loss. At a braai or at an outdoor event, it might seem that the noise level is less because sound dissipates, but the sound levels, if there's music, if there's the braai noise, if people are shouting, talking, lots of people talking, the sound level is 85 decibels plus, so one needs to be very, very aware.
Indeed. Charlene, if I can expand on that, something I've noticed of great concern, we're speaking from now a medical environmental perspective, if I can word it that way. I have observed complete and total inconsideration present in, for example, hospitals and clinics. And I've done that, I've noticed that lately and during the last couple of years. How is that now impacting on patients? If we're talking about noise pollution, for example, patients especially suffering from or having undergone cardiovascular operations or attention.
Well, we see notices in hospitals that people are healing and quiet is very important.
Mm.
But how it impacts on people's hearing, healing is a very significant factor.
Mm-hmm.
And one can measure this in any environment with a sound level meter. A sound level meter is a device which measures the decibel level and gives you a visible marker of what one is exposed to.
Okay. And
I think,
sorry, carry on. Sorry, you broke up there. I thought you had concluded. Sorry, please continue.
No, I think it's a very significant thing to go to hospitals and measure that, because it definitely will impact on healing.
Indeed, and I don't know. I'm just asking you if perhaps you conduct workshops in certain institutions where, for example, what we've just discussed now, where the impact of and the effects of noise pollution can be of a detrimental effect to those in such surrounds.
I think that's a very important area to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done any research in hospitals, but I think I'm going to do something from now on.
I just put it out there, Charlene. Hospitals, in fact, we could even expand on that. Workplaces, which require specific, circumstances. I'm just saying, perhaps a place that needs to analyze data or something, or a place that has to, specifically focus on a work task where noise is not warranted. I just gave one such example. I was just curious.
There are strict laws in the workplace, and there are definitely hearing protection services offered and monitoring in mm-hmm. the workplace, and it's actually legal.
Okay. Charlene, we've just about run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. And certainly that is a topic of discussion to expand on with all listeners. Charlene Brett, healthcare practitioner specializing as a speech therapist and audiologist. If